Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, one of my favorite correspondents, Nicole Sclafani, the general manager of LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown, and she is live at Silver Bells 2010. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. How are you guys doing? Keep it warm, hopefully. It's a little chilly out here, but it's beautiful.
Where are you?
I am actually on, Capitol and Hillsdale, so I'm right at the front of the parade route where everybody, the parade's just stepped off probably about 10 minutes ago or so. I'm just hanging out at the LCC float here that's just about to step off, so it's just so beautiful. There's so many people, though, walking here. I walked here from LCC. 100,000, I'm sure there is. Last year they said there's more than 100,000 people. I am sure there's more this year. It's just so many people here and on the Capitol lawn because they're having so many great events, like a concert later on out there. Radio Disney's here firing everybody up. So it's just a beautiful sight every year.
Perfect night. Nicole Sclafani and 125,000 of her closest friends.
Of course. No, it's great here, and City TV and LCC TV are streaming it. They're there at the cameras. I kind of said hello to them, walking by the main stage. But really, it's just great pushing through this crowd. We were trying to figure out where to sit and try to find a view. If you didn't get here early, it's kind of tough. But more toward the end of the parade route, I could see a couple spaces opening up, and a lot of great families, a lot of people here, and everybody just looks like they're having a great time. Not too cold, so it's good just for a jacket and scarf, maybe some gloves, but it's beautiful. And then a little bit later on, of course, after the parade, they're having a concert.
Right.
The first time they're doing something this huge, Radio Disney is having Josh Golden, who's a 16-year-old heartthrob, so I hear. And he'll be taking over the Capitol, the steps of the Capitol, and that's just going to be great. It looks beautiful there, and I can't wait to see the lighting of the tree, and it really does just bring in the holiday season.
Mark Nixon of the Lansing Board of Water and Light was with us a little earlier in the show, and the parade had not started at that point, but he said that there was a record number of floats. You're into six figures now, and he said that the parade itself could take an hour and a half, so with a 6:10 start, you're looking at everything getting pushed back roughly a half hour, but that's okay. I think that the radio play at LCC and the fireworks, the concert, everything else going on, there's going to be plenty for people to do tonight in downtown Lansing.
Definitely. I think we'll wait for the people. We'll wait for this parade to get done. It is true. I've seen a lot of new floats here that I haven't really seen in the past couple years either. So it's a lot of bands, too, a lot of amazing bands. We just passed the Everett Band, the Hope Band, and they're sounding great. And these kids are just so fired up to be here walking down early. It's the only time of the year they get to do this in their hometown. So it's a great feeling.
Well, you just mentioned two of the best marching bands in the state of Michigan.
Oh,
I want to tell you that the Hope Band is absolutely awesome. And for homecoming, they have their own Electric Light halftime show.
Oh, yeah?
And they kill all the lights, and everyone has lights all over them. And it's a spectacular thing. People drive by, they say, what in the world? Where are we? But that's Holt High School every year, and the Everett Band has gone around the country and played at big events and done a fantastic job at bowl games and things, too. So,
outside a little bit longer in order to hear them play. So,
yeah.
It can go on as long as it wants to, as long as we get to hear all the marching bands play. That's one thing I love about it.
In terms of the floats themselves, Nicole, what can you tell us about the LCC float and how long does it take to construct one of those, to work on it, to put it together from concept to completion?
Well, I know Tom Helms. He's one of the guys behind the wheel here at the LCC float, and he takes the REO truck and just turns it into just this glowing ball of Winter Wonderland. And last year, you know, it was all lit up. Both of them, we had two big billboards on the sides that were really all covered with lights. Here, he's really got a lot of detail into it. Making the lights say Lansing Community College on the side of it, and even the front of it has ice cubes that look like they're melting, and it's just all covered and glowing with some season greetings from Lansing Community College. I know it takes weeks to construct this. Even on the top of it, actually, I think Dr. Knight's sitting next to me. I think it's a fighter light that's actually on the top.
Okay.
And there's smoke that's coming outside of it, so you can kind of see it coming in the near the end of this light. So it's kind of like this glowing, smoking kind of truck that's heading down. So everybody puts a lot of effort into it. I know everybody with these floats just saw the Proof Pets float actually go by, too. And it looks like everybody put a lot of time into that float. So I'm guessing it's about weeks to construct and get them just perfect, depending on how detailed they are.
The Proof Pets float doesn't have that guy who just set the world record for cockroach swallowing on, does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, right, you got a lot of publicity for that.
I want to talk a little bit.
I want to talk a little bit about the play tonight. It's a Wonderful Life. What can you tell us about that?
Well, LCC Radio, you know, has made it a tradition to bring back the radio play in order to kind of make your imagination kind of set the scene. And they're going to do it again. They're supposed to be doing it at 8 o'clock. I'm not sure if they're going to push it off and put the parade, but. I know we have News 10, Jason Colfer, he's one of the main actors.
Right.
Dave Downing puts it all together. Jack Robbins, one of the talent as well. Dedalion Lowry, he does some of the great accents and sounds in the film, so in the play. Last year, there was about 300 people in Dart Auditorium that filled it up. We can seat about 500, so we can expect a little bit more, hopefully. And everybody just cozies down there, getting free cookies, coffee, cocoa, and all that kind of stuff. So it's free to get in and just kind of be part of the live audience. Or you can listen to it on LCC Radio, 89.7 FM.
What are the temperatures out there now? Is it getting pretty chilly?
I don't know. You tell me. I think it only feels about 40, high 40s out here.
Okay. All
I'm
right.
I'm not too sure, but like I said, it's just, well, no, it's not. Somebody's shaking their head at me. Mid-30s, no. right now I'm in a long coat, gloves, and scarf, and I am perfectly fine. And especially with 125,000 people, it's okay. You're going to stay warm.
Well, not only is she a parade reporter, she's a trained meteorologist,
yeah,
Nicole Stefani.
Not.
You know, a couple of years ago, Nicole, we were broadcasting live right in front of City Hall, and Walt Sorg was my engineer, and it, literally he froze in place, and he had icicles coming off of his mustache.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he couldn't work the controls on the mixer and the Comrex unit with gloves on,
uh-huh.
And I thought the guy had frostbite, really. We had to get him out of there. So,
well, it's not mustache-freezing weather, if that's what you're saying. It's beautiful, and, yeah, thankfully it's not that cold, especially if the parade's going to last a little longer than usual. So, it's a beautiful night, and it's a great time just to get in the holiday spirit. It's even free cocoa. People are passing out, and I saw Girl Scout troops giving me a cup of free cocoa, so there's different ways to stay warm, for sure.
We have about 30 seconds left, Nicole. Can you put in a plug for homecoming weekend at LCC?
Definitely, yeah. Everybody come out. I know tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the boys and girls basketball team play. Really need your support. We got a great team this year. Coaches are great. Everybody's doing really a great job on the team, trying to make it a really great team this year. So just head out and support them. You know, everybody, I know I've been to a Michigan State game this week, and I'm going to go to an LCC game this week as well, just to support both of our teams. So, really, that's pretty much about it, just about supporting the community and being there, and there's a whole bunch of great kids in this town, and it's great to support them all.
She is everywhere, and there's only one of them, and that's our loss. And Nicole Sclafani joining us from the parade route. Silver Bells in the City 2010. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe I'll see you a little later.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
All right. We'll be back, and Tom Crawford, my co-host, tomorrow morning, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS, will be here. We'll talk all about tomorrow morning's show, coming back in just a moment.